Mr. Yud, the Perek ends off with a Mishnah which is less related to the main focus of the Masechta, but it brings a case where one can do one act which is forbidden and violate multiple sins, for which we will have to bring a korban, a separate korban for each one. Shnayim shekiddush shtei noshim, if two men perform kiddushin on two women, none of them are related, and then when it comes to the next stage of the marriage, when they complete the marriage at the chuppah, and then have relations together, so v'shas k'nisasin l'chuppah, at the time that they entered into the chuppah, and afterwards had relations together, there was a very big mistake which happened, hechlifu eshel zeh lozeh v'eshel zeh lozeh. They switched the wives, so the woman which Reuven had done kiddushin with, ended up having relations with Shimon, and the woman which Shimon did kiddushin on, ended up having relations with Reuven. Says the Mishnah, they violate the sin of having relations with a woman who is married to another man. If the two men were brothers, then they also violate the prohibition of marrying one's brother's wife. If the two women were sisters, then they violate the prohibition of marrying one's wife's sister. And if either of the women were nidois, a nidois is a woman who is tome, with a certain type of tumor, which makes it forbidden for anybody to have relations with her. So again, mishum nidois, they would violate that prohibition as well. Now once they realize their grave mistake, they should switch again, and Reuven is still permitted to continue living with his real wife, and Shimon with his real wife. However, they cannot do that immediately. We separate those women for 3 months, in case they are pregnant. We need to see whether they became pregnant from their wrong husband, because otherwise, if they go and marry their correct husbands immediately, and then 9 months later they give birth, so we won't know who is the father of that child. But the Mishnah says, if the women were children, they were too young to be they were not yet able to have children, then we would return them to their correct husbands immediately, because that is not a concern. Says the Mishnah, if the women were daughters of Kohanim, so at least until they were married, they were able to eat truma. The halacha is that if a woman has had illegal relations, then she is from that moment on, nifsluna truma, they are invalid, they are forbidden to eat truma, even if their husband ends up dying and they go back to their original house, so would generally be able to continue eating truma. In this case, since they have had illegal relations, they would be forbidden forever to eat truma.